I didn't know you were that talented.
Good.
I appreciate it when you count us down with some flair and pizzazz.
Y'all don't hear this because y'all don't hear the countdown, but I just did it in another language.
Oh,
Except.
it was very drawled out a little bit.
Well, it's because in the middle of it, I thought, I was like, I'm not actually counting down because my brain can't count in another language and then also do it backwards. So,
Backwards,
that's
sure.
fine.
It took on a lot. You bit off a lot there, yeah, to do it.
Almost, you could say, more than I could chew. However,
Oh.
ow, listen here. We, y'all already know, you read the title. We got
Yeah,
a
you
special
did.
one. It's a silly zode. It's time. It is time for a silly zode.
And I think it actually is actually time, isn't it? Don't we do these about every 6? Listen, I don't know.
It
It just felt
is
time. Feels like
legally
time.
contracted time. And in silly zode hair down fashion, I have. Do you hear this? That's a beverage.
Man, I meant to pour me some fucking booch out, but I ran out of time. But I do hear your ice clinking.
I did it a little timidly because I noticed my lid was on really effed up, so I was a really timid shake. Let me give you a proper.
Okay.
I still got tea everywhere. Well, oh man, that's so sad. Nothing like spilled tea.
Wow.
Oh, it's gonna be all sticky.
Okay.
But I have our list of, and here we go. Y'all don't get to hear this much if you're not Patreons, which, like, listen, consider question mark. But I have a conversation starter request from our Patreon bonus episode conversation starter request thread over on the Witch Bitch Amateur Hour private Patreon group.
Okay.
That was a mouthful. And today's, let me scroll, let me get back to it. Here it is. Okay, today's is from Janet. Damn it, Janet.
I was waiting on it.
Do you, if your name is Janet, do you get absolutely fucking tired of hearing that?
I bet you do. I bet it's like if your name is Marsha and you get the
Yeah,
Marsha treatment
yeah.
everywhere you go.
E, e, e. And Macy, you were named after a store.
Yes, I was. But that usually helps me out because when I didn't talk to people over the phone and they need to know my name,
Macy's
I
like the
say Macy,
store.
like the store, and that usually clears it right up.
I get a lot of Cheryl.
Which is funny because Charlie, I feel like, is pretty common.
I listen, as time goes on, I am seeing more and more Charlies that are not like some dude that you bumped into at the gas station. So
Yeah.
that's pretty cool. But today's conversation starter topic is from Janet. This is how these go, dude. The silly sodes are basically like our bonus episodes over on Patreon, patreon.com/wobobcast. And we get a little topic from you guys, and we just kind of jump down that rabbit hole. And it says today from Janet, if you could plan a trip anywhere in the world, carte blanche, no
Oh.
worries about expense, where would you go and what would you do? And now this is the last part, extra fun here. Says for extra fun, plan a dream trip for each other.
Okay. All
That's fun.
righty.
Feel like we might learn some stuff today.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, okay. I like we'll have to warm up first with just like hours and kind of, get like cut our teeth, in the hypothetical trip building world, and then we'll be good and primed and ready to build each other's out. Oh, I'm so excited.
Lubed.
Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah. Man.
Lotioned. Speaking of lotioned, I gotta slap some lotion on my hands right now. I am dry
I do. Why am
as
I
hell.
so? I am dry too. I think part of it is actually because I've been sweating a lot because it's hot. But I've noticed it too. I'm feeling like a dried up leaf right now. Yeah. Yeah. Crinkly.
Gross. Yeah, I look outside and I see like the dead sun-scorched grass and I
Yeah,
go,
that's
that's me,
me. Hey,
Skip.
look. It's me.
That's me. Hey, look. My friend, my cousin out there, dead grass. Okay, Miss, go for it. Tell me, anywhere in the world, money is no issue. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I got to be completely and 110% honest with the first thing that came to me.
If you say like Ohio or something.
It's something that I've wanted to do for a very large amount of my life. And it's that I would go to New Zealand and ride a horse across Rohan. Yep.
There has to be, because you know there's all the tours, the walking tours that you can go on. You can like go see the Hobbit village and stuff
I would
like
love
that,
it.
Which would be fucking sick. There has to be some kind of equine outing.
Dude, I would get on that horse and I would put me some buds in my ear and I would put that score on and I would
Off.
Dude. Oh, I might never come back. I might just ride off of a cliff and that's the peak of my existence.
Yeah. And the last thing we see is a just, Rohan flag rip off of a banner and just float to the ground.
The drama.
And then you just, you disappear into the background. I want to put on that long sleeve AOA
dress. Her dresses are great. She's got peak medieval times dresses.
It's Jesus Christ, my brain went to the restaurant.
That's exactly what I meant. There was no other option. She's got like, I like them. They look appropriate, but they also have kind of got that classic, like if I was to work at medieval times, that's the dress I'd want.
Yeah. That's what you would get. Except like you'd probably get like the version that you'd get from like the costume
It's never
store.
As good. It's like the one that I wore to medieval times when I was like 10 years old. And I thought everybody dressed up, but guess what? They don't.
Is that when we went? You know, I've got that picture somewhere where it's the whole crew.
Yeah.
Me, Mom and Dad, and you and Terry, Roger, Rustin. I've got that picture somewhere, and I want to dig it out because I do not remember you being dressed up.
If you do find that picture, you're in for a real treat, my friend, because y'all all look absolutely normal. And I'm in this full vampire costume, red and black dress. Yeah.
Oh, I know the dress. I know the dress you're talking about.
That's what I wore.
I think at the time I was just entering my, like, I don't know. I thought I was like a rocker. And I think I'm wearing a black t-shirt that's like slit down the boobs a little bit, but held together with safety pins and in hot pink, it says ACDC, Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap.
I remember that shirt.
I wore that
shirt. I remember
that
outfit.
I loved that shirt.
Yeah.
It was like the only like outfit that I liked and like got to like put together. And when I found one of those, and it was rare for me because like as a big kid in the 2000s.
Oh, God.
Your choices, you didn't listen. You didn't pick your clothes on this ranking. A, do I like it? And then everything else that follows is, can I afford it? Does it fit? You go, does it fit? Can I afford it? And then do I like it is dead last.
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
So, like, a lot of dress barn sort of casual wear for, you know, an older crowd on a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
But then, every once in a while, you get that sweet-ass AC/DC.
Hell yeah, you do, bro. And you get to put some safety pins in it.
Oh, baby! Okay. So you're getting a horse. You're riding across Rohan.
I'm gonna whistle up Shadowfax himself.
Ah!
And I'm gonna get on that horse's back. And he is gonna run me across the whole, all of New Zealand.
All of it.
I'm gonna see everything. He's fast.
Is New Zealand two islands or definitely multi-islands?
Listen, don't ask me to know about the place I want to go to.
I'm an American.
I don't know anything.
I do love the idea of you in that same black and red vampire costume dress on the back of Shadowfax, and he's just swimming across the ocean.
To the other, yeah.
To the other one. Okay. All right. And okay, is that it? Is that all? You're gonna fly into New Zealand. Get on this horse.
Okay, I was fixing to say, you better fucking finish it up, buddy, because I'm not just flying to New Zealand, okay? I'm getting on a goddamn horse and I'm riding it across the plains of Rohan.
you were calling it Shadowfax regardless of its name, which is probably like Bonkas.
Yeah, Jester.
Like Shadowfax. Yeah. Willow Neck. How do you name horses? I don't know. And then what?
Well, I assumed...
You fly home?
I mean, assuming that we are doing what vacations and trips normally are, which is you do go home. Yes.
That's your one goal for a trip, though. Well, I feel like I'm going to go off a little here, and this could be Leo season pop.
Well, I figured we could just do one. I didn't think that we could go on a bender, like a trip bender.
Oh, I'm going to do one.
Because that is technically bending the rules.
No, it's one trip. You're just going to know every luxurious moment about it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That makes more sense. Right. Well, I mean, New Zealand would be a playground for me. It would have everything that I would want to do in it. It's got all the different kinds of landscapes. I would do more hiking than anyone ought to ever do. Yeah. Forever.
Be careful.
Yeah.
You'll get lost in the path of Karadalas.
Karadalas. It's dangerous. But it'd be so beautiful.
It's
like
the hobbits cannot... What is it? I don't remember. This will be the death of the hobbits.
The hobbits. There it is. Everybody underestimated the hobbits when I feel like they really
they're sturdy.
They
people.
Did fine. Yeah.
Also, a lot of the time, mostly Boromir though. Mostly coming out
of
Boromir's
the one that turned them into children.
I was going to say everything he does, he's talking about them like they're 10 years
like
old.
Like when he rumples Frodo's hair after it's like, "Don't do that to that 60-year-old man."
Yeah. Would you do that to just any short person like that you come across?
It's ridiculous.
He's probably older than you, my dude.
Yes.
Just stop it.
Yeah, because he's just a man.
Yeah, he's a man. He's 40. He's a tight 40.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then here's the deal, because if we, this is just going to open the floodgates. Part of the reasons why I kept this so constrained is because then I would just be like, I just want to plane hop and then fucking go on off to goddamn Iceland and then to go here and then go here and then just.
And then just hit everywhere.
Jet all over the world. And it's like, it's my trip.
Right.
You know.
Your trip would be like backpacking the entire world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how about we just do little one trips of different kinds. So like yours is like your playground trip. That's like your fantasy trip.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my God, I would do so much cosplay and so much fantasy shit. It would be.
Can
all
you
I would
imagine
do.
Living close to a Lord of the Rings tourist hotspot, but like not being you live there and you like work at the gas station. That's like on the way. Can you imagine the people you see come in through there?
I'd be great.
Like wanting you to like talk Elvish. But Elvish!
Yeah, you got to know about this. You live here. Yeah, no.
Hail, were you in the movie?
Hail.
And it's just fucking Brett McKenzie behind the register.
Oh, Brett.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm gonna hit you with one. I'm going to hit you with this is my relaxation trip.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is a trip for relaxation. First of all, listen, I'm booking myself one of those ridiculous $35,000 first class airplane seats that has a shower in it. I want it. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to go on that airplane and I'm going to have champagne the entire time. And I'm going to fly to the Maldives.
Ah, man, that's I know. I've seen the pictures. They're so beautiful.
I can't get over it. It is the prettiest place in the entire world. And I'm going to go to one of those fancy, stupid resorts. And I'm going to stay in a little bungalow over the ocean. And I'm going to swim with a turtle and cry.
Yeah.
And that's my relaxation. I'm going to have a lot of rum.
Yeah. I bet.
And like, maybe just kind of float out into the lagoon and become a part of the coral reef.
Yeah, you just become foam, like in The Little Mermaid.
Ooh, yeah, turn me into sea foam.
Yeah, you just
that's
blow
it.
And drift away.
Won't you drift me away? And then I will take an economy bus seat back home.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way of it. Yeah, and yeah. Very much depleted, probably. Mm. But
very sunburned.
Oh, God, so sunburned. Man, this is really tough because there's so many places that I'm just, like, itching to go to. And I'm also really having a hard time not picking fantasy places that aren't even real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, like...
I want to go to
Terre d'Ange. I want to go there so bad. I want to be there. I so much
just
I can't
eat
stand
fruit
it.
Off of the fucking floor.
Oh my God. I want to be there and I think about it all the time. I have memories from it and I've never even set foot there. what I would give to go there. Be great. And then all the d'Angelines could look at me and be like, "You are hideous."
Wow. Are they bitches?
Not really. I mean, they just would be a lot prettier than me.
Yeah, I mean, but they might not say it.
Some might say it.
You would be like an exotic beauty because, you know, you've got like blue hair. Who has that?
I guess that's true. It's medieval times. Well, yeah.
Again, I'm thinking of the restaurant.
Dude.
I want a ring road. In Iceland. I want to do the Iceland Ring Road. In like a van, like a camper van.
Oh, is that like the windy, famously like windy, like mountain road
it's
or like volcano road or whatever? Takes you around the whole island.
It's like the road, yeah, that basically loops the entire island. And you can just stop at campsites in your little truck, sleep in it, and just see the whole park.
That would be pretty sweet. I really want to make a loaf of bread in the ground like they do there. Because it's because they have so much like thermal energy going on there that you can just like, cook this big ass loaf of bread just in the like wrapped up in
is
the ground.
Is that the same? Okay. Did you happen to see Gordon Ramsay do that?
No.
Okay, because I feel like he did a thing in Iceland where he made some bread in the ground, I think, ? But I think it was also the same episode that it was really upsetting where he just like... snatched a puffin out of the air and broke his neck and, like, ate it. I could be wrong, but I feel like there's some point where that happens.
Okay. Good to know.
And then I think somebody steals their bread.
I want to make bread in the ground. That just, that sounds awesome. I want to sit in a sweet ass volcano spring and then go get in ice water afterwards, like go jump in an ice lake afterwards. Yeah. I
have a heart attack.
Can just be super conditioned. I could really have a good time in Iceland.
I will not depart this earth without seeing the black beaches there. I will not. And if I die, if something tries to snatch me away from this coil, my ghost will find its way there, and I will haunt them forever.
I could just go dunk your ashes there.
You could. Our ghosts will wander all of the water.
And I could just know if I ever need to go hang out with Charlie, I can go to the black sandy beaches, which is cool. Yeah. That is pretty metal.
Yeah.
Fucking
tight. Lit, dude.
Yeah.
How many bodies have been spread?
Ashes just everywhere. Yeah.
All the goth kids end up there.
All of the goth kids of the world.
Ever. I'm going to be spread out with Robert Smith.
Oh, you fucking know it, though. But that's, you know, you could just moan with him forever.
Yeah. But listen, there is no better after that. I am suddenly not afraid of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see what else. You know what I want to do? I want to go to Italy really bad. I would like to go to Italy, and I want to do one of those, like, experiences that you can find on Airbnb or whatever, where it's, like, someone's grandma. They force their own grandma to, like, get in the kitchen with tourists, and they, like, show you how to make pasta, and you drink wine with, like, an elderly Italian lady, and you fucking party, and that sounds so cool.
Yeah.
And just to, like, look at Italy... Like, just drive the
catch. Yeah, I want to hit up a string of small little Italian towns. I'm not a big city person. I just never am. Mm-hmm. I usually like mm-hmm. to explore small cities. So I'd want to go, like, what is it, like Sardinia? Like, go there and just, oh my God. I
don't have much interest in seeing the big places. Cause I would rather hit up little villages and, you know, towns. And, however, there is a part of me that would spare maybe a day to do like a driving tour of Rome for the architecture.
The architecture would be cool. I would really like to go to Edinburgh also. Mm. As like, that's a city I really very much want to go to.
Yeah. Fire festival?
Just it's a haunted ass, crazy, sad history. Just it's a metal ass fucking town.
No, I mean, but would you go for the
oh, you know, yeah, the, no, for the, sure. That would be an awesome dedicated trip specifically just for that alone would be worth it.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Mm-hmm. I'd want to dress up.
Oh.
I'd want to get one of those costumes that, like, they turn you into those big, giant, four-legged creatures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want one of those.
Yeah. I'd get into it. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Except I'm not athletic enough, so I feel like I would just sort of be, you know when you see a horse laying down and it doesn't look right?
Are they okay?
Yeah. Okay, let's do like one more, and then I think we should plan a trip for each other.
Okay. Man, this is so tricky because it's like.
Okay. Well, let me give you a prompt.
Okay.
Excuse me, as I sip on my tea. Let me give you a prompt. Go somewhere that you are, like, purely, like, in, like, the style of the bear, you are going for a food tour. Like, that is the purpose of your trip. You want to try everything, whether you like it or not. It's just, like, that you're there to study.
I'm going to Greece.
Really? Yeah. Talk to me about
it. If we're going for, I'm going for that Mediterranean food. That's what, give me them oils.
Yeah.
Give me that fish.
Give me the olives.
I am in to all of it. That's where I'm going.
Put hummus into one of those taco-shaped beer hats with the tube that slides down to my mouth, and I will
drink just it. Suck it down. Yeah.
Suck it down. Ugh. And I'll just lay under one of those big, like shawarma cones. And I know, I feel like I'm kind of blending a few areas here, but, like, just shave it into my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Dude, that sounds so good right now. I am very much hungry right now.
I have some particularly tight leftovers waiting for me in the fridge. So
what are they?
Yeah, I'm really excited what are they? About it. Listen here. It's some French fries. It's some French fries that I doused in Louisiana hot sauce.
Okay.
Just drowned them in Louisiana hot sauce and put some cheese on and made like a Texas poutine.
There you go.
And I have half of a cookies and cream pie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like a little hand pie.
Yeah, no, I yeah. A little hand pie.
Hand pie.
Pie
with hands.
Dude, I'm excited. So we're about to fly out on Monday, right? So we had to, like, go buy, like, an awkward amount of food.
Y'all are flying?
Yeah. Yeah, we fly.
Oh.
And so we need to buy, like, an awkward amount of food, you know, to just, like, float us through. And we were there and we were just getting some shit. And we saw that there was, like, a small, like, 2-serving-size cardboard box of, like, the blueberry pancake corn dogs. But they were, like, the vegetarian ones. And we've never tried them before. And we looked at each other and we were like, dessert. That's dessert. And so we have those for dessert tonight. I'm so fucking excited. Speaking of, here's a good scary for you. Just a little side quest. Hunter got stung 3 times by a scorpion this morning.
Oh my fuck.
It was
where?
So scary. It was in his jeans. My worst nightmare. Like,
because oh my God.
I watched it happen and because, like, this actually something similar happened last year to where there was a wasp, like, in the calf area of his jeans and it tagged him 3 times in the leg, like, when he put his jeans on. And the exact same thing happened, but he started reacting, and the first thing he said was, like, this isn't a wasp, like, because it was, like, it hurts, so he moved so quickly, and it was a goddamn scorpion. And it just like lazily like fell out and started crawling. I was like, you are a monster.
I hate.
But.
Dude, the way they,
move. They move like tanks. Like they just glide. It's so scary. But he's fine because like it's amazing. Like stinging insects do nothing to him. He just, he's totally fine.
It's like you and arachnids. Poison Ivy. You and Poison Ivy could have an entire copulation and you'd be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I could go make my bedding out of it. It'd be fine.
You could. Mm-hmm. I could pass you a note that says copulate and you would do that with some.
I forgot about that. God, that was a different person then.
That was a different life. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Give Farmer George.
Brother.
Brother.
My guy.
Yes.
My pal. My friend across many travels.
You sound like you have news, hot news.
I have the hottest, freshest news.
Steamy?
Steamy. Because we're talking about Blessed Be Magic today. We've got a sponsor of today's episode. And today we're talking about a collection that's like, it's pre-order. It's available for pre-order now. It's shipping like in the middle, shipping mid-August. And it's the Witch's Knot collection. And I'm so into it. I'm so into it. I'm ready for it.
I have been looking at this for it. Listen, if I didn't mention it's Leo season and it's my birthday tomorrow, actually, I've been thinking about picking up. I realized that I hadn't mentioned it yet. I'm thinking about pre-ordering one of the Witch's Knot, the collection, the necklace, ring, bracelet, earring set for my birthday for myself. Because let me tell you, you know what I love? If there's one thing I love, it's Moonstone.
I like the Moonstone inclusions. As is to nobody's surprise, because I am super into the fact that I can wear earrings now, because if I get them from Blessed Be Magic, my ears don't swell up and ooze
as they want
to do.
Yeah. Big time.
And I saw the little Witch's Knot Moonstone earrings and I'm looking at them so hard. I can't wait to get them and put them in my ears. And I'm so into it. I love this design. And I have a little bit here. I have a little bit here from the listing from blessedbemagic.com talking about the Witch's Knot. And here's what we have. The elegant Witch's Knot is fashioned of 5 interwoven points, each representing one of the 5 grounding elements of witchcraft. Earth, air, fire, water, and spirits. The union of these elements was used for... I know I had to surprise you with a second pair. The union of these elements was used for thousands of years in protective amulets, talismans, and is considered to be a potent symbol of protection, safeguarding the bearer from harm and negativity. So there you go. A little bit.
That's another thing that I really always like about these collections is their subtlety, but how powerful they can mean to you. Because to me, the Witch is Not, that's basically my incognito pentacle. You know, it's the 5 points.
Yeah.
But it's not out there in your face screaming at you. It's very, I would say, delicate. I would say understated. I would say classy.
It is. It's very, and it's classic. You know, I'm just a big fan of the design. Those are, so you can go ahead and you can pre-order them now. And of course, y'all get that fat, that just fat 15% discount using the code witch bitch
word.
And you could pre-order you one of these and they'll ship out coming out mid-August or so and get you some beautiful little Witch's Knot, whether you're into the earring or the bracelet or the necklace. Listen, you got all kinds of options. Whatever, how you, the ring, you want to throw down with a ring instead? Are you a ring person? You got a Witch's Knot ring.
And throw some Moonstone power into your life, dude. Move with the cycles. Come on. Moonstone associated.
Come on.
Come on. Moonstone is associated with fortune telling, balance, passion, new beginning, vigorous strength.
Vigorous
strength. And I think it's very appropriate in this season of moving sort of out of summer. I mean, listen, the heat is... Oh, she's still here. But we're moving out of summer. We're starting to get into the season of divination. We're starting to get into the season where a moonstone is going to help you blast off, my guy. And What a better way to do it than slap it on your body and have it with you at all times.
I mean it. All right, y'all. So if you want to give it a look, get you that pre-order, that Witch Is Not collection, you can hop on over to blessedbemagic.com. Use the code WITCHBITCH, all caps, one word, for 15% off your order. 15.
Okay. All right. Let me think about this. Let me think about you. Let me make a trip for Macy. I think it would need elements of, I would have to have something fantastical. I think that it would need to be able to be tied to something of fantasy, because that's a large part. Mm. I think that it would have to be visually stunning. And I think that it would have to have some good food.
It has to.
Yeah.
Very important.
Wow.
I think
this is tough.
Yours is kind of piecing together for me right now.
Oh.
I feel like.
Do share.
I feel like I would pack you up and ship you off.
Just me in a suitcase?
Yeah, I'd fold you up.
Yeah, you know.
Save some money a little bit and mail you to Norway.
Yes. Okay.
And.
Off to a great start.
Just book you all the things, like, you know, one of them, like, go out on the boats in the fucking ice ass cold weather and look at the fjords, look at the glaciers.
Oh, I will never come back if you put me in ice water.
See the northern lights. You know?
Maybe.
I
would evaporate.
Yeah, I think you'd be happy up there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. You know what I'm thinking for you? I am thinking an excursion type trip somewhere in the mountains of like South America.
I would enjoy that very much.
Like a mix of weather, you know, find some warm places, but also you get pretty high up there. You get some arid temperatures.
What is that, like the Andes?
Arid's not correct.
The Andes that runs through there.
Find you some little villages, you know, and try some delicious fucking food.
Dude.
And also it's just not crowded. This could be
I'd have all the breathing room. I remember just having regular ass red beans and rice in Belize on the side of a river made in a tent. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like a festival tent, you know?
Yeah.
It rattled me.
It'd be like
it
that.
It was so,
you know?
I think about that plate of red beans and rice that I had sometimes.
Dude,
it was so good.
I'm not even gonna giggle at that, because same. When I went to Puerto Rico with a friend in high school, we stayed with her family. And one of her family members was, like, first of all, an amazing chef, but also she was from the area, and she made beans and rice basically every night. Just as, like, oh, this is, it was just like a, like, it was just
it
a staple,
is, yeah.
You know, it went with everything. And I don't know, I don't think that they were red beans, they were some other type of bean, but it was beans and rice, and it was, and some, like, adobo seasoning. And it was my favorite part of dinner. And I feel like I went real hard American on those beans and rice and just slammed them. I feel like, you know, she was too nice, but somewhere in the back of her head, she had to be looking at me going, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'd be plucking them.
Was that the oh, my God for Moneymaker?
Yes, it was the oh, my God for Moneymaker. Yeah, I'd be snatching the mangoes off trees. And just biting right into them, because that skin's the best part.
You could make friends with, like, a goat.
Oh.
A goat would wander up and you'd be friends with it. And it would be your new companion.
It'd be my little friend on my adventures. And, I would also probably never come back.
Yeah. Yeah. We could go visit you and your little, I imagine you making, like, a house. You know those YouTube videos that are basically silent, but it's someone just, like, I made a house in the wilderness and lived there for a year kind of videos. It would be like that.
Yeah. Get me a little herd of animals and, you know, learn how to spin their, you know, maybe like get some sheep or something, learn how to spin their wool into,
yeah,
and, you know, and just,
you can make blankets.
I think I could be perfectly content.
I feel like Hunter would just be like, I guess, all right, I'm going to go into town and find something to do.
Guess this is, so we're doing this then, huh? This is,
And you've already settled completely.
Yeah. He just walks in and I'm already like there with a blanket under my, like on my lap, just like doing whatever.
Yeah.
Weaving on a loom.
Like I've sold the old house.
This is our home now.
Yeah. I hope you're comfortable. Okay. I'm going to plan a trip that you would hate.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. All right.
I'm going to plan a trip that you would hate. It's going to be somewhere in America.
I already know mine for you.
Great. What is it? Like the Museum of Germs?
No. Well, my first thought was I'm going to send you right now to Houston, Texas. Just so you can bathe in the humidity that I can't imagine anything worse for you.
I'm going to send you to Fargo in the middle of January. Yeah.
Like, that's such an easy one to just be like, oh god, no, that would be, like, you would hate that, you would hate that so much.
In all honesty, I think I would send you to a very crowd, maybe like Toronto in like the middle of winter, just somewhere very like it there's a lot of people.
Yeah, a big city in
it's
the cold,
very cold.
Yeah.
And also, this is absolutely no shade to Canada, but I was going to say maybe a little to Toronto, but no, not to Toronto. It's just, it's very similar, I think, to like what you might find in any big city here. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not, it's,
yeah,
you're going to see a lot of the same kinds of stuff. It's
not
going to be,
I get what you're saying,
enough to make you go, wow, this is so, this is so,
it won't
of a
make being
shocked
frigid
up
in a big city worth it to me.
Worth it. Yeah. Cause you're like, there's like a Tim Hortons. That's cool. But like, there's still Walmart. But I guess Walmart's everywhere, but you know.
Yeah,
it would be enough, just enough to piss you off. Like, people still speak English and like, it's just the same.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. I
like speaking English is my, whether or not it's an extravagant trip.
I hate to say it, but like, temperature does play that big of a factor into me, like into my trips and when I would take them, because I just know, while I would like to think that I could have the mental just endurance to just get over it, I would be so bitter if I went, especially if I went to somewhere that I've always wanted to go to, but when I went, it's cold.
It was disgustingly
cold. I would just be so grumpy about it. I know
it. Like, you're out there riding the horse through Rohan, but it's,
oh my God,
negative 30 American degrees.
Yeah, my eyelashes are frozen into my eyeballs. Yeah, no thank you.
You look like Jack Nicholson from the
show. Yes, I would. I would be miserable. No way.
Oh, wow. I think another one for you might just be like something super touristy, because there's some super touristy things out there that I wouldn't mind seeing. But because of the crowd and because of what has happened and been done, I don't think I would do it. Like, just going back to earlier, Rome, I think it would be badass to actually, like, go to the Colosseum. And I'd sit there and I would just look around and be like, so much death. And it would be sick. Mm-hmm. But there's also 400 other groups there being loud. There's also, okay, listen, give me your one of these. Something famous that people freak out for. That you do not care anything about. Mine's the Leaning Tower. If I go out there and I see all those nerds trying to take pictures, holding it up, fuck off.
Mine's probably the Mona Lisa. Because, and I have a big interest in Da Vinci. Like, I always have.
Sure.
But, like, I'm not waiting in a line to see that little ass painting. Especially if I'm already, I think it's in the Louvre. So if I'm already there, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be killing time missing out on everything else to just
everything
sit there
else
and wait to see that painting. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. 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 If I happen to be walking by it, I might like raise my head up and look over the sea of people taking pictures of it and be like, oh, hey, that's cool. I saw it, but I don't need to. I saw it in a picture of someone who went and took a picture of it. And that's much fine. As I need. Yeah. I think another one would be like, God, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I was going to say the pyramids, but there's something,
about being out there that would be like fucking sick. That would be worth it to me big time.
I
kind of think it a little bit, like, it's not that I wouldn't think it would be super badass, but I kind of think it a little bit with Stonehenge, just because you have to be so far back now. You know, like, you can't.
Isn't that another one that's a lot smaller than you would think? Like, I feel like that's one, when you get there, people are like, oh, it's a lot smaller than
I don't know. I know that it was bigger. Like, it had, I think, more rings to it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know many things.
There are many things I don't know.
I would like, I do like architecture, and that is something that I would very much enjoy, is to go on like an architecture tour throughout.
Yeah.
You know, like throughout Europe too, and like seeing the old cathedrals and things like that. Yes. That would be really cool to me. I would really enjoy that. And the ceilings, the artwork, and just all.
That's another thing that like is on the Italy checklist for me. Just like those gigantic, some of them still in use, like Catholic I was going to say monstrosity, but you know what I mean? Like, just in size.
Huge, yeah.
Massive. And just check those out. Which, by the way, it's funny to say massive when we have these, like, super
I know. Yeah. I think it's just because it's such a massive, ornate thing, you know, that it's just like, God.
But a super church is, like, 45 metal buildings shoved together.
Yeah, a big, giant brick box.
Yeah. Sorry. Ooh, I'm getting the shivers. I gotta tell you, I was gonna say I don't want to go to the rainforest because it's like humid, and I was gonna say, you know, but then again, people should just probably stay out of the rainforest, right? I don't mean like at humans as a species. I just mean people should just stop going into the rainforest and fucking
die. Yeah, I think in general the rainforest would be much happier if, as a capitalistic society, it was left alone.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I was like, you know, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go stay in like a hotel that like cut down a lot of, like, rip the, what is it, the forest of Fangorn lays at our feet,
rip them all,
rip
down.
It down. And then that one orc goes, yeah, really lets it go. Oh, man. What about animals? As in, where do you, like, where would you want to go see certain? I want to go see elephants.
Yeah.
Both kinds. All kinds.
All the elephants.
All the elephants. Because there's the African, the Asian, and then isn't there a third one? That I feel like is, like, less.
Aren't there Indian elephants?
You know what? I think that you're right.
I remember ear size makes a difference. I think African elephants have the biggest ears.
Yeah. Asian, African, and then... Listen here, you bitch. The Indian elephant is a subtype of the Asian elephant.
Ah, there you go.
Along with the pygmy elephant, which is what I was thinking of. And the Sumatran. Thank you. Sumatarian.
I think there's Sumatran tigers too. I want to say they're the littler ones. I don't remember for sure. It's been a long time since my big cat days.
I want to hug it. I went to the Fort Worth Zoo. I don't know, within the last 2 years or so, and they went to their little elephant, and I cried. I cried just like I knew I would. I fucking, full tears, not just missy-eyed, full tears coming out of my face, because there was, like, the main exhibit where you could stand and watch them, but there was this little area where they would, like, sometimes, I guess, put on lectures, but it was empty because there was nothing going on. And I stepped over there to just sort of get away from ever, you know, just have a breather. And I looked, and you could see really close into this one section of the elephant farm. And one of them was just like sitting over there, and he was like doing the, I don't know what this is, and I'm scared to look it up, because I feel like anytime an animal does something cool, you look it up and they're like, this, it's dying. But it was like dancing. It had this like little back and forth fucking sway, like it had a beat in its head, and every once in a while it would like, you know, throw the dirt over its its back, and it would just sit there, and it was just fucking bopping. It was just fucking bopping, and then it turned, and it looked at me, and we had the moment from Ferris Bueller's Day where we just kind of back and forth for a minute, and my eyes just opened up, and all the water in my body came
out. There you
go. Yeah.
Good for you.
Give me your elephant, Macy.
Man, that's tricky. I would really like to see, wolves in action.
Ooh.
I think that would be really cool. I've always been a big fan of the wolf a lot.
She's a fan of the wolf.
I just think they're badass. I think they're beautiful. They're so pretty. And it's like, because obviously it would be, I've been spoiled a little bit, and I saw them in a much different environment, of course, but like, I guess I got kind of desensitized on like seeing a lot of like the big cats, you know, because I used to work around them a lot. But it's like, I kind of, it doesn't match with my biome for my temperature, but I like a lot of cold weather animals, your wolves and your caribou, and you know, like those, like getting up, that's kind of where I would, the wildlife and the animals that I feel like bears that
what's
I would want to see.
What's the cat? It is a cold weather cat that is, it's got like the most vocal range of any cat. Oh God. And they're just, they hunt for like 3 hours because they have like a 1 in 3 success rate on their hunts that they're pretty terrible.
A lot of big cats don't have super great, success rates. If I remember correctly, domestic cats actually have a way better one.
I could see that.
Yeah, they're really successful.
Because I feel like they've, you know. And it's got to be easier to be a domestic cat, brother.
Well, they're living in an urban environment. They're bird catchers, for one. Like, that's a huge one. And, like, cats are just living next to urban areas and homes and, you know, cities and towns. There's going to be animals that group there, and there's going to be mice, and there's going to be birds, and a domestic cat can live there, but a fucking tiger can't, you know? It's going to be trickier. They got to live in the woods and go for, who knows, wherever it is that they're living, whatever it is they're hunting, but it's going to run away from them and be a lot bigger.
Manuals or Palace cat.
I don't know that one. Is it a smaller cat?
Yeah, it's a small wild cat. It looks almost like it could be, it almost could be an indoor cat.
Yeah, I know that. I think, don't they have the cute kind of like rounder faces, though? Like, it's got a big round face. Yeah, those are cute as hell.
Yeah. They're adorable, but they're like real dumb.
That's what I feel about pandas.
Oh, God.
Pandas. It's amazing.
Do you know pandas like gangbang?
I didn't know that.
Dude. Apparently, the lady will go out and she'll make her horny noise, and then like 4 pandas will show up and just run a whole train.
Well, I feel like it takes that many, because they just kind of bumble around, you know, and it takes that many to maybe get some success.
Yeah, they're not,
they don't seem very aware. And I know that it's tricky, because I feel like a lot of the study, because they are so heavily endangered, is that they're like in captivity, but like they don't seem like they're paying attention to much.
Like, just their eating habits. Like, aren't their eating habits like fucked up? Like, that all the time they eat shit that they're not supposed to eat.
Well, I don't know. I thought they could only really eat bamboo, but they have to eat it 24/7 because there's barely any calories in it, and it takes a lot of energy to digest it because it's fucking bamboo.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to send you a picture of this cat. I want you to see this cat.
I'm opening it.
Oh, here's a nice little derby one. I'm going to send this one. And you know what? I'll put this one up on the Facebook, too. Again, without context. Also, speaking of things going up on Facebook without context. Dude, I gave myself the best present that I could ever give myself yesterday. And I, for the first time in my life, I used the everyone tag.
Oh, is it when you announced Leo season?
Yeah, and you know what? It's a few days past the start, but I just remembered, and I went, and I know the everyone is tag is annoying, and people get fucking pissed off, but you know what? I giggled and giggled and giggled. It was a real
Leo season moment.
And I listen, I love not using contractions to really just kind of spell out a moment. Yeah. Just, it is Leo
season. It is Leo season. It's factual.
Oh, that was a good one for me.
I get it. I get the same chuff feeling every now and again when I make a reel that I think is brilliant.
Dude, some of the reels you make are fucking cool.
I think they're so funny. I think it's funny.
They're so funny.
The this girl is on fire for the burning print. I thought that was one of the funniest fucking things. I was so pleased with myself.
I know. I was like, that's clever. That's really clever. That's super clever.
Oh,
man. Wowzers. Fuck.
Yeah, I know. I'm in a tired mode. I've been in packing mode, you know.
Well, you're flying to the Floridia.
I'm doing pretty good about it. Like, I keep forgetting about it. So that's a lot better progress than how I used to be.
You feel like the hypnosis is still at work?
It still feels sticky. It still feels good to me. I feel good about it all. We're doing something a little different because I absolutely refused to pay the extra like $300 it was going to cost to take just two carry-on bags. So I cannot.
Are you flying Spirit?
Well, pretty much, but with just the backpacks on our backs, and that's it. Because we're going to go stay with family out there, and they're going to have a washing machine, you know. And I was just like, I refuse to hemorrhage that much money out to these goddamn airlines. Cause like, it was even still the cheapest. Cause like, I know it's like it tacks on later, but like, it was gonna be the cheapest option. Cause the next option, like if we got bags, it was gonna be like $700. I was like, I refuse. I'm not doing it. So we went and got some bullshit little travel things, like little teeny tiny deodorants and shit. And we're just taking our bags, just like backpacks and calling it a day.
Yeah. Smart. Just like roll it up.
I am rolling it up real tight. It's just taking a lot of thought, you know, because I'm really having to be choosy on what I'm taking. And I it's made my brain big tired. And just all of the planning of a trip. And it's not even that long. We're only going to be gone for like a few days, you know. But
what are you going to do?
I don't know yet. I don't really know what we're going to do. We're going to be in Orlando.
Oh, are you going to go to Disney World?
I wouldn't even say I would take or leave Disney World. I would leave Disney World. Probably. It is way too fucking hot for that. And it's a crowded place. Like I have no real desire to go to the parks.
I do when it's cold. I think I would have fun at the, and when I say the parks, I mean any of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about, like, Six Flags, too. Whatever.
Right? I've been hankering for a roller coaster lately.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I've been feeling that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That G-Force.
Ew.
Yeah.
Dude, one of my favorite ones, and I don't even think they have it anymore because they have bigger and better things. Like, the Superman ride, or basically, I don't know if they... It's the one that takes you way up in the air and you're in the seat and then it just drops. But they used to have, like, a version of that at Six Flags. Way back when I was a kid, before they had the big Superman one, and it was like an elevator.
Yeah, I remember it. It was called like the cliffhanger or something like that.
Yeah. And you'd go up, you know, you'd sit in your little seat, and then they would just kind of drop you, and you would drop from like, what, two or three stories worth of an elevator, and then it would like roll on its back.
Yeah.
And then you'd get out and do it again and again and again. And it was almost just like a carnival ride. Like, it didn't count.
Yeah, it was not nearly as tall. I only rode the Superman once, and I just remember being like, this isn't enough for me. I wanted more. I wanted him to drop it further, but I was just like, this more just feels relaxing.
Yeah, they do drop it for a minute, and then it kind of slows up. You can even see it when you watch videos yeah. of it. It just starts to slow very quickly.
Yeah, like I need more fear of death, please.
Also, I will probably never ride that one again after seeing the episode of Always Sunny where Dee gets her braid stuck in the machine before
that's
it falls.
That's a nightmare. Somebody lost their foot on that ride.
Huh?
Yeah, like a cable snapped or something like that. Ooh. Yeah, it was like a nightmare. Real nightmare.
Well, you know what? Did they live?
Yeah, I think they lived, but it's a really rough, really rough day.
They're rich as shit now.
I guess.
You live without a foot.
I might have been both feet.
You live without
both feet.
I mean,
you can live without both feet, you know, but it's definitely a shock to the system.
Oh no, it was a bad day. You definitely
Huge.
Need some counseling
yes.
and a lot of medical care.
A lot.
For sure. But you're rich as
But
shit.
This is America.
But this is America. And listen, you can sue everyone. let me ask you this.
Okay.
How much money would you have to win in a lawsuit for a cable to whip off one of your feet?
I immediately want to start putting some stipulations involved here. Like, how long after my foot is whipped off do I bleed for? You know, like, this is like,
well,
this is some genie shit, because I could lose enough blood to get brain damage and I technically still live.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. Okay. You live, you are relatively unchanged other than losing the foot. Mentally, physically, you are still the same, but it is a bad day. You do bleed a lot. It hurts like hell.
Man, I don't know. It'd have to be a lot of money. I really enjoy...
You don't contract any weird, you know, anything.
It's not to say that if I lost my feet, I wouldn't remain active, because I would. But I really enjoy just being able to roll out of bed with my feet and
I mean,
use
sure,
them.
But you can learn to adapt.
I don't think I would do this.
Really? Yeah. $26 million.
I wouldn't do it.
I think that's my limit.
Yeah.
That's my threshold.
Yeah.
$26 million, and that's after everything. In my pocket money, I'd lose a foot.
And
it's not, I want to make it clear, it's not just the losing the foot that we're talking about here, because people lose their body parts all the time.
Yeah, it's the losing the foot in the traumatic accident of having it whipped off by a cable.
Yeah, yeah, it's the horrific way.
Yeah. I think I'd have to pass on that one. I think I would just remain
okay,
a peasant.
Okay, what if passing is not an option? You have to give me your number. $4 billion.
I'd have to hit probably that B mark, or at least a half a million. But really, I would feel like I'm getting cheated if I do it for any less than $1 billion.
The way you phrase that, though, I feel like a genie would take total advantage, because you just said half a million, and I feel like they would snatch your foot and give you $500 million.
Oh yeah, half a billion. That's all it takes. Yeah. That's why it's dangerous to play those games.
Yeah. That's why, you know, you got to get everything in writing. You got to look it over with your lawyers.
You do.
Your spiritual lawyers.
You do. It's very important. But yeah, for a cold, hard B, because then at that point I can just get robot feet.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Get you some weird Elon Musk.
But feet. I do think it would be, I would be a thousand. I would be cool. I would run really fast on those blades. Like, you know, the running yeah. blades.
Yeah, yeah. What's that movie where was that sweet ass chick where she like would kick you and kill you with them? I know it's not practical, but it was sweet.
I don't remember.
Was that Kingsman? I don't remember.
I don't remember, but this sounds sweet. Yeah. Speaking of, did you see their, because we don't live in any sort of original reality anymore, did you see that Saw is getting revived?
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to offend a lot of people. I fucking
hate Saw. Oh, I do too. No, I am not a fan at all.
And it's not because I'm like, I can't stand gore. I don't like... No, fucking, that's fine. I'll watch Terrifier. I just hate Saw. I hate it.
But it's intellectual. It's Saw. An intellectual.
No,
do you remember
not.
That? Do you remember... That
no, it's not.
Those years of it's actually a really intelligent movie. I heard that so many times.
I like when everyone tried to pretend that, like, what's his name? Carrie Hughes, whatever his name is, didn't just phone in his entire performance that movie.
Is, was he? Wait a minute.
Your shit to shatter? Yeah.
Carrie L, like the guy from Princess Bride?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
That takes the sting out of everything.
I am gonna check my facts there. But I am 100% sure. Yep. He's Lawrence.
Oh my God. I never knew that. I mean, I really have only seen two of them, but it just that's just that kind of filmmaking ain't for me.
He's the one that goes, Hallie. Oh, God. And I remember watching that movie for the first time on a Netflix disc. Or no, I'm sorry, a Redbox disc, because no way was I going to see that in the theater because I could smell the torture porn from that far away. Sorry, I'm a horror elitist now. But I remember the part where he does let that little Hallie go. Me and Dad and my boyfriend at the time rewound that and watched it probably 40 times. It was the funniest, best thing in the whole world.
Wow. I did not know that he was in Saw.
Let me ask you this. Are you attracted to him?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially now as an older dude.
Mm. I don't think.
Did you know he's fucking British? I didn't know that.
No, actually, I don't think I knew that either. No, I didn't know.
Yeah, because I thought that was the joke in not Princess Bride, but Men in Tights, when he was like, unlike fucking, you know, the other guy, he was like, I can do a British accent. And I was like, oh, that's the joke, because he's just stupid. But he's, yeah, no, it says here his name is Ivan Simon Carey Ewells, an English actor.
There you go. No, I never knew that.
There you go.
I wanted to read his book. I know he wrote like a memoir about Princess Bride. I think it's called As You Wish. And I've always heard it's a really good book, and that movie just got made of them. Just, it's amazing that it got made, but they just had a great time making it. And I've always wanted to read that book because it sounds super wholesome.
That makes me happy. That makes me happy because sometimes you hear like one of your favorite things was surrounded in just like strife.
Oh, terrible.
And, like, nobody wanted to be there.
Yeah, like The Wizard of Oz.
And then you're just. Oh. Yeah. Can you imagine being just fed speed and cigarettes for your diet?
No.
As a 16 year old kid or however old she was? Here, tape your titties down and look.
Oh my God.
Look nice.
So awful. Yeah. No, I can't. I can't imagine as nervous and just as I already was at 16, piling on a bunch of caffeine and cigarettes and shit on top of it. No way.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. He would have died.
I might have. Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking would have too. I don't know why I'm putting this on you. Jesus.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's time to get out of here. I hope that you guys enjoyed the silly soap.
We tried.
I think we did better sticking to the topic here than
we do
in most.
To the topic pretty good in this one.
Yeah.
I am proud of us because we don't usually do that.
No, not at all. So now you know where we would like to go, where we would not like to go. And now you know that Carrie Urals was in Saw.
Wow. Yeah, you're going to have to send that to me because I'm just going to have to take that in for myself, you know.
I'm going to find a clip. I'm going to find a great little clip. Oh, wait, hold on.
Send me the one better. That you just, yeah, I think I need to.
No, I got to find that. I'm going to have to do some digging to find that, or hopefully maybe someone could send it. I'm sending you a picture right now, and I need you to look at it.
Okay, I just heard it.
I want to hear.
Just heard it. Hold on.
Look at the eyeliner.
Oh, my God. Look at the piping. Oh, my God. Look at him.
Look at him. Looking at that saw.
Literally a saw, too.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's definitely him. But he does have eyeliner on.
He has
Like a notable.
You might say a ridiculous amount. An unnecessary amount of eyeliner.
Enough that it was a choice.
Enough that it doesn't look like it's just regular costuming. Like, this is what his character did for fun.
Oh, he's sad. And sweaty.
He's sad. He's so sweaty.
I get it, though. I'd be sweating, too.
Dude, okay, I will say this. If I had to entertain the, like, what would you do if you were in a Saw movie? Immediately bite the tip of my tongue off so I would be.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm not dealing with
I
that.
I think I would try to find something sharp and then try to spend as much time as I possibly could to try to get out, and when I realize I can't, just shove it directly through my sternum.
Yeah. 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 I'm out. I'm not even going to try for a minute. He could be like on the edge of letting me go and I'd be like, "Nah.
I'm going to bite the tip of my tongue off. I'm out of here." It's the body's lid.
Uh-huh. Listen, I heard that once. I heard someone say, like, you know, sometimes spies, they teach spies this trick. Like, it was almost like the cyanide cap thing. They were like, if you want to, like, you know, exit a situation, but you can't because you're, like, tied to a chair, but you just bite through your tongue and you'll bleed to death. And, like, 8-year-old me was, like, logging this away.
I don't think it would be easy to bite through your tongue.
No, absolutely not. And it would hurt so bad.
Your body would just be like, don't. But I guess if you're in a Saw room, you're like, you're going to hurt no matter what. So
yeah, I'll take that saw that he's holding that he's like, cut your leg off with it. And I'm going to take it to my tongue.
Yeah.
And just saw right through it.
These are the decisions you have to make.
Watch me on the TV and go, what the fuck is she doing?
Yeah. That's the new movie.
Yeah.
Wow. What a great note to end it on. So good. So glad.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.